with exactly 6 days before we get to Christmas, and exactly 7 days, in exactly 7 days will be Christmas, because we will be celebrating a very special time on the Christian calendar, and it happens once a year. This is something that we recognize and we all love it. But also, as much as it's only a few days to Christmas, December, this month of December, is a very festive time for us as South Africans. I always say there's no one who does December like South Africans. Nowhere in the world does anybody do December like we do it here. And it's always a great time. You see it, people are just more joyous, people are a lot more festive, people are just friendlier. I don't know if it's because the bank account is looking friendlier or what's the situation, but it's always a good time. And if there's one thing we love to do as South Africans when it's a good time, is we love to eat. We will not hold back on eating. We love a good plate. Whether you're eating some cook sisters or you're eating some goo sisters, or you're going and you're making some malva pudding, you're baking some scones. Look, confectionaries are not allowed to close in December because we all need them to be working overtime. The braai is working, the fires are burning, the oven is working overtime, and the stove, even though only 3 of the 4 plates work, because you know about that fourth one that stopped working like 2 years ago and you still need to change the element in there, but it's fine, topic for another day. Those 3 that's left are working overtime, and not just for Christmas Day, throughout December. And this is where it gets tricky, because in 2 weeks, it's going to be the 1st of January, starting a new year, new month, new year, new me. And one of those things that pop up over there, of course, is always a conversation about how I'm eating and now trying to shed off the December weight. And this is where it gets a little bit tricky. How do we best do that now while still being festive as you go into the new year? And joining me in studio to continue a conversation that we started so briefly last week is Tsholofelo Molapise, who is no stranger to the show. She is one of our resident dietitians and she's helping us navigate this conversation. Tsholo, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Hi, Jose, and thank you for having me, and hello to the listeners.
The last time we spoke, we were talking about food and its relation to our mental health, and I must say, I've been so much more aware of that, of how there's a connection between what I put into my mouth and what's happening psychologically and my mental health. But now, we're kind of having to do the reverse.
Yeah.
My mental health is saying, just dish up again. And my stomach is saying, oh my goodness, I'm not sure if I can handle this all the more.
Yeah.
Is it like a sort of like, am I right to say this is a South African phenomenon, that over this time we just absolutely indulge and eat without even thinking about any diet?
It's a global thing. If you think about it, there's a journal of obesity that said that during holidays, an average adult gains about 0.4 to 4 kilograms. That's a huge range.
Oh, my word.
So, yeah. I mean, think about it. The whole year you've been doing great. You've been exercising. You've been drinking your water. And you've been looking forward to just letting it be in December. You know, having body goals in December is difficult because this is a time to festive, like you said, and a time to commune, you know, with the people you haven't seen. And community, it brings food. That's how we commune. We eat and we drink and we just become merry.
If there's no food, it could have been an email. It really could have been an email over Zoom or something. There has to be food over there.
Yeah.
But now, so look, this is where it gets tricky, right? And it's part of the conversation that I had last week Wednesday here on the show, is talking about how does that look like applied practically? Because the truth is, when I'm trying to get into my diets and I'm trying to just eat better and trying to just be a responsible adult, I understand the idea of eating a broccoli salad because I can stomach the willpower to say, eat a broccoli salad because it's good for you. But umama, nogogo, and opa, and everybody else who's coming over for Christmas is not going to take that so well. How do we create space where we're trying to say, hey, let's make better eating decisions while still staying festive and people not feeling like they having some lesser Christmas food?
I love that question. It makes my job so much more fulfilling because it's one thing to say, eat healthy. And then it's another thing to say, here are the steps, practicality.
Yeah.
Okay, let's break it down. In South Africa, we love to braai. Okay, in South Africa, we go to church on Sunday and then we come back and we eat with our families. So when we eat at a party or a gathering, usually the food will be decked out nicely like a buffet and you serve yourself, right? So my suggestion is start where the salads are instead of where the starches are. Fill up your plate with all the green goodness and the beetroots and the butternut with pecans, and just fill the plate up so that by the time you get to your starches and your meats, your place has already been preoccupied.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to braise, always choose braised meats that are more leaner. So, example, pork chops have more fat than pork loins. And then T-bone steaks have a little bit more fat trimmings than your steak, your steak loin.
Yeah.
So your loins are your leaner meats, your leaner cuts from the animals, like your pork and your beef, your cow. And then always go for meat that is just more white.
Yeah.
Fish. And then with chicken, try to go for the wings instead of the thighs, because the thighs hold on to more fat than the other parts. If you buy chicken breasts, I want to give a high five to you, because
I try to avoid not making it too dry, which sounds like a mission. But you know what? What I also love about what you're saying is, I'm already picturing, seeing that on the table, the items that you've mentioned, that there is probably going to be salad, because everybody always says, and bring a salad and bring a salad.
Yeah.
And to start there, where often we end there.
Yes.
And then you take, Nyana, two leaves, two, three pieces of feta cheese. And those people who love olives take all the olives, right?
Right.
But to be able to start the reverse is definitely some way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think at the same time, it almost feels like, or let me rather say this, could this help facilitate the process of when I want to start eating better in January if I do this now already?
Yes, because now you've already gone into that process. It's not going to be harder for you to go back. I know a lot of people that are healthy during the year are like, okay, this is the only time in the year where I can get to be loose. But you could actually gain back a quarter of all that weight that you've lost, or all the work that you've, you know, built throughout the year. And the thing with, you know, having a rebound, slowed metabolism is that, it takes a long time to get it back and running. We know that exercising has gone down by now. So the least you can do is at least prioritize eating healthier. So when I say healthy, I'm breaking it down to lower calories. So you can have your cheesecake, just a smaller piece.
Okay.
So that's a lower calorie. So throughout the day, just make sure that by the time you go to sleep, you are comfortable with the amount of calories, estimated amount of calories that you've consumed.
I love the fact that you say it's fine to have it. Just make sure that it's a smaller piece, because this is where it gets tricky. Now, something else that's also happening, Tsholo, is that we're not cooking as much. Now, we are not cooking as much. That stove is on leave. It's also taken December leave. The lines at the drive-thrus are busy. In actual fact, have a listen to this voice note that just come through from Mariska.
Kosi, let me just tell you that you guys are talking about weight and I'm already feeling guilty. And I went out of the home actually just now, telling my husband. My husband was like, because I felt like, I don't want to make food now. I don't feel too like it today, the humidity, the heat and everything. He's like, oh, well, let's get takeaways. If we get takeaways tonight, it will be the third time. I'm like, look at me. I'm already picking up weight and we're not even halfway through December.
Mm-hmm.
And his answer to me was, babes, it's December. And I just like waddled my way out of the house, coming to the shop, going to buy vegetables. That's how I feel at the moment. I don't even want to see Christmas food.
Mariska, you are me, I am you. I'm rolling out the house at this point in time. And I keep hearing the excuse, it's December. How do we navigate this part? We're not cooking as much. So is people going out as often? You want that comfort food.
Yeah.
How do I do it there now, Tsholo? I don't want to go to, I'm going to say its name, I don't want to go to Kauai. Because I'm already thinking they sell salads and wraps.
Right.
How do I do festive? And I don't want to cook, go out, but still do it well.
Let's be realistic.
Yes,
who's going to be cooking 7 days a week?
Not December.
We want to relax. We want convenience. We want to capitalize on every single thing that is convenient to us, because it's a relaxation season. So if you are finding yourself in a restaurant or a drive-thru, do go for less combo deals. so do just the burger.
You're already, I'm wanting to fetch you. I'm like, do you know that combo is amazing?
Just do the burger. It'll minus the chips, and the potatoes are the most starchiest and high calorie starchy vegetables in the vegetable family. So, and they deep fried, and they add sugar, and the fat is trans fat. It's not even just normal fat, it's trans fat. So it's carcinogenic, and you are going to gain a lot of weight, and it's bad for your heart. And we find ourselves eating the chips first or last or in between. So just have the burger. You will still satisfy that craving of having a burger. Just so choose a burger only. And when you get home, try not to eat in the car. Try to eat when you're at home, because that was the whole point, right? Eat at home with your glass of water or glass of sugar-free cool drink. So that's your, that's how you navigate it, instead of just buying a lot of things when you're hungry. And also remember, when you're hungry, you tend to buy a lot of stuff that you feel like, oh, I'm hungry, I just want the wings. Add the wings, add the nuggets, add this, you know, yeah. So wait till you get home and have that burger. And then once you feel like you're full, you'll see you didn't need all the other additions.
And then now they sit there. It's fine, I'll have them tomorrow. That is so true.
Yeah, and if you find yourself sitting at a restaurant, you know, always try to go for the salads with the meats, you know, instead of the chips. And also try to tell them, in, you know, try to add a little bit of preferences. Please don't add too much salt to my food, or please don't deep fry it like it with fish. Instead of battered fish, go for grilled fish. There's so many practical tips. Instead of alcohol with your meals, try to have water with your meals, and then between two and three hours, then you can have your alcohol, because alcohol adds to a lot of alcohol calories to the actual meal.
And it's not often that we have water with our meal, actually. More often we want to be able to have some sort of a fizzy drink or a juice with our meals. Just quickly, while you're talking about ordering out, I know usually if you're sitting at a restaurant where they've got like a steak or a main main meat component, they always say, would you like it with a side of salad or veggies? More often it's butternut and cream spinach. But there's also sometimes where they've got chips and they've got sweet potato fries. I've got a message coming here from Nomfundo asking, I've often heard that sweet potato is a little bit of a healthier option. Is it the case?
Yes. Like I told you earlier, the potato is high in carbohydrates and calories, the highest in your starchy vegetable family. So when I say starchy vegetable family, I'm talking about your sweet potato, your gem squash, your pumpkin.
Okay.
That falls under starchy vegetables, meaning you can have that as a starch and a vegetable at the same time. You don't even need to add another starch.
No, wait. So you're trying to tell me that I could have, instead of rice, I could eat gem squash?
Yes.
And it's my veg and my starch.
Yes.
No, man. It's always next to some sort of a starch. Okay. Yeah. Okay,
but
please carry
on. It's less carbo. There's less carbohydrate content. It's just that with potatoes, it's the most starchiest.
Yeah.
That's why I suggest when you're at a family gathering, have the potato salad with the egg, or potato salad without the egg. But have that as your starch, and then have your other meats and your other veggies, instead of having a potato salad with your garlic rolls and with your pap, you know?
I mean, that sounds like a really delicious plate.
It sounds beautiful, but we've been doing it wrong all along.
Sure, okay. I'm starting to... It almost feels like I can see this applied in fast food. I can see this applied at a braai. I can see this applied in so many different areas.
Yeah.
There's someone who's getting ready for Christmas lunch next week, Solo, and I'm picking your brain over here. Yeah. They try to come up with a menu. What are some good things to include in the menu?
Yeah.
Outside of, you know, I'm like, we're also tired of the Greek salad that everybody just brings and is always just sitting there.
Yes.
What about some ideas that someone can maybe perhaps have and consider to add in the menu for Christmas Day? Or if they are asked to bring a dish, they could bring this on the day.
So for a big festive commune with family, I would say starters are great. Starters will help people not feel too hungry by the time the main meal comes. Because, you know, by the time the main meal comes, you first have to start prayer, and then you must read the Bible, read some verses, and by the time people start eating, it's just all over the place. So have a starter grazing board with some crackers, some grapes, some nice fruits and nuts. And for your dips, have healthier versions of dips. So instead of, you know, the store-bought dips that has flour and starch inside, have your hummus or your blended chickpeas with your almond milk or whatever milk that you can think of. Guacamole is also a great dip to add. You can make your own. So making your own is always the better option, because the store-bought ones have like stabilizers and MSG and all the other salts and all these other stuff that we don't actually want instead of having your natural sources.
Yeah, so when you make it your own, you eliminate all those things.
100%.
So look, I'm going to do this. I'm so sorry. I'm going to pause this conversation over here because I'm actually looking forward to hearing all the items that you make mention that to consider in the menu. So what we're going to do is going to take a moment, go into our mentoring moment, go to a couple of ads, and you're going to go do news. In the 5 o'clock hour, I'd love for you to stick around. I know you're busy planning for Christmas next week, and I've got you sorted. I know you heard me say diet and festive, and you're already side-eyeing me thinking, Khosi, those two things don't go together. But let's just try to do it better for our own sake and for our own health's sake. So we're going to continue the conversation in a bit.
This is the Afternoon Drive Show.